Now we have proof for one of the seemingly impossible ideas this chapter started with. Eternity is at our doorstep. Light, which is timeless, gave rise to life on Earth and continues to sustain it. Therefore, the real question is how two opposites, time and the timeless, relate to each other. Time, space, and matter spring out of flatness all at once. And when solid objects get dragged into the Einstein democracy, they become relative. According to relativity, the mass of an object isn't constant. Matter is constantly being transformed into energy and vice versa, as E equals mc squared verified. But here, our ability to visualize breaks down. We are limited by the slowness of the brain, just because it is made out of matter. The electrical impulses inside the brain travel at great speed, but the thoughts they trigger are stepped down, like the enormous voltage and power lines being stepped down for household use. The only particles that move at exactly the speed of light are photons and other particles that have zero mass, such as the elusive neutrino, if indeed it has zero mass. If one could magically exceed the speed of light, time would run backward, a theoretical doorway back to the beginning of time. Einstein reasoned that this couldn't happen in a classical world, even one with relativistic effects. However, it may happen in a quantum world. All the permutations of time are quantum possibilities, which offers another valuable clue. If the quantum domain allows for time to stand still, move backward, or follow the arrow that moves from past to present to future, then there is no reason why the Big Bang favored any of these possibilities over the others. Asking why we happen to live in clock time is very much like asking why the universe fits together so perfectly. Clock time benefits human beings, just as the fine-tuned universe does. As with all life forms, humans cannot exist without birth and death, creation and destruction, ripeness and decay. These are the gifts of clock time. And although stars and galaxies also undergo birth and death, their life cycles are only a matter of shuffling matter and energy around on the cosmic game board. The human situation is much more complex, because unlike physical objects, we have mind, which creates new ideas born in a field of possibilities that seems infinite. The mystery of time somehow must be linked to how the human mind works. Let's see if the quantum revolution brought time and mind closer together.